even in this moment of her soul's despair, in its grim rendezvous with death and fear, no cry broke from her lips, no call for aid. She told the secret of her woe to none. Calm was her face, and courage kept her mute. Yet only her outward self suffered and strove. Even her humanity was half divine. Her spirit open to the spirit in all. Her nature felt all nature as its own. A part living within all lives she bore, aloof she carried in herself the world. Her dread was one with the great cosmic dread. Her strength was founded on the cosmic might. The universal mother's love was her against the evil of life's afflicted hosts. Her own calamity, its private sign. Of her fangs, she made a mystic, poignant sword. A solitary mind, a worldwide heart, to the lone immortals, unshared work she holds. This is the correct and exact description of the condition of those who are united with the divine. Once this union is realized fully, the reactions of the human being no more exist. It is the same nature working in all. It is the same divine conscious in all, and there is no more the sense of ego and the suffering, if there is not a personal suffering, but some universal feeling, some universal contradiction of the divine consciousness. All that happens in the divine consciousness, and no selfish or egoistic movement can exist in this consciousness. There is all the movement that belong to the past and have to go, and it is because they have to go that they belong to the past. All the divine movements that are luminous and progressive and creator of unity and beauty belong to the future, and they have to live because they belong to the future. There is in the world a constant fading of all that belongs to the past, and a constant growth of all that belongs to the future. When one is conscious with the divine consciousness, there is no attachment for what belongs to the past, and there is full collaboration with what belongs to the future. Personal motives exist no more.